This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will take steps to ban the TikTok app in the United States because of its Chinese ownership and security concerns. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
TikTok is known for its fun and goofy videos, but some lawmakers have raised concerns about possible intelligence and privacy issues because it's owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. President Trump brought it up Friday.
We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things.
And then doubled down that he's going to ban the app with some type of executive order. TikTok denies allegations that it shares user data with the Chinese government, but the company's operations in the U.S. have been under review by the Committee on Foreign Investment. And the warnings are similar to those issued about Chinese-owned Huawei and ZTE. There are media reports of U.S. software companies vying to buy TikTok from ByteDance. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic will be a lengthy one. Citing the likelihood of response fatigue, the Health Organization's Emergency Committee anticipates the COVID-19 pandemic will be long and the global risk level of COVID-19 very high. So far worldwide, at least 17.8 million people have been infected and at least 685,000 people have died, according to Johns Hopkins University. Australia's Victoria state declared a disaster on Sunday and imposed a nightly curfew for the capital, Melbourne, as part of the harshest movement restrictions to date to contain a resurgent COVID-19. Melbourne, Australia's second largest city, is already under a reimposed six-week stay-home order as cases surge. This is VOA News. Among the hardest hit countries by the coronavirus pandemic is India. The country is reporting nearly 55,000 new cases on Sunday. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
July alone accounts for nearly 1.1 million confirmed cases across the vast South Asian country. Health officials are putting measures in place, though. A health minister says the country has achieved more than 1 million recoveries and has conducted more than 640,000 tests in a 24-hour period, taking the total number nationwide to nearly 1.9 million. Lockdowns remain in places across all containment zones, the extent of which is being decided by state officials. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States continues to lead the world in confirmed cases with 4.6 million, with more than 154,000 deaths. On Capitol Hill, Congress continues negotiations on a fresh round of coronavirus relief, but no deal yet. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
There's still a lot of work to do.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows met Saturday with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This was the longest meeting we had, and it was more productive than the other meetings.
Mnuchin says there's a clear subset of issues both sides agree on.
Extending on enhanced unemployment insurance. We're very interested in schools. We're very interested in jobs.
One potential roadblock, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's insistence the bill protect businesses from potential lawsuits over decisions to reopen. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
Leader McConnell has made it very clear it's a red line.
Staff talks continue through the weekend with more meetings expected Monday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The vote to renominate U.S. President Donald Trump is set to be conducted in private later this month without members of the news media present. A spokeswoman for the Republican National Convention cites the coronavirus for restricting press coverage from the August 24th vote in Charlotte, North Carolina. The decision marks a significant change for the convention, which historically has worked to draw media attention to spread party messages to the public. A pair of NASA astronauts faced the final and most important part of their SpaceX test flight, returning to Earth with a rare splashdown later today. Despite approaching Hurricane Isaias, NASA says the weather looks favorable for a Sunday afternoon splashdown in the Gulf of Mexico. It will be the first splashdown for astronauts in 45 years. The last time was following the joint U.S.-Soviet mission in 1975, known as Apollo-Soyuz. From Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.